So as you were holding the space in your heart, find again your meditative state of being, the connection you have with this land, specifically with this space called Giza. Many things have taken place in here for thousands of years. Connect with this specific space that is known for its beginning of architecture and also the grandest of architecture and the great builder, Imhotep, and as well as a place of healing and worship and ceremony for the ancient Egyptians that we may, some of us, or maybe all of us, have been through a lifetime or lifetimes here. And we again all connecting through the heart, through that deeper, endless beingness of compassion, of a conscious compassion that we are giving intent right now. Sink deeper to it. Feel the warmth of the sun on your body as it helps rise the vibration of your consciousness. And as you connect also through your feet, feeling the warmth of the earth, the motherly love of Gaia here for you from ancient times to now. Let it love you. Allow it to embrace you. Allow it to bring feelings, emotions, things that you can't give a name to, rise within you, expand from within you. Your beingness, connecting with Mother Earth here, through its sands, through the rocks, through the breeze of wind that flows through us all here, and the warmth of the sun, and the sounds of the wind, and the whispers of spirit that want to tell you something specifically to you. Let it come to you just through the feeling, through that intuitive flow from your mind, from your heart, from your being. Allow for it. It is here to serve you, to love you, to heal you, to be with you as it always has been. It is always inside of you. And this is a moment to anchor deeper and deeper, so it helps you remember your eternity and that you are forever, ever everlasting being of light, of love. And let us hear once more from the wisdom, guidance, and love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just found this channel, who are not listening at the moment, in a future time, this is the fifth channeling in Egypt in 2019. And the group finds themselves yet again in a semi-public place outside in the sun with the beginning of a cool breeze. We are in the Giza area. It is a place of excavation. It is a place that honors the great architect of Egypt, and we gaze upon what is called the Step Pyramid. However, dear ones, that's not what I want to talk about. Sometimes these channels are heartfelt, sometimes they're emotional, sometimes they are metaphoric. Sometimes they're filled with facts we have not spoken of before. And like this one, totally different. I want to speak very briefly upon what you're about to see. Now, some of you may have read about it, but I guarantee what you've read about is not what I'm going to tell you. It is one of the largest mysteries in the last 50 years. It surpasses the mystery of the Great Giza Pyramid. It surpasses almost all of the things in this valley. It's a place that you will descend into. And against all odds, you're going to find over 24 sarcophaguses. My partner is telling me that should be sarcophagi. What a strange word. Each one is over 100 tons. Each one is built to hold a huge animal, which they assume to be a bull. Astonishing in so many ways. Number one, why? Is it possible that they would build this kind of thing underground with that amount of weight, and then, wait for this, the precision? A micrometer has to be applied for you to see the preciseness of the corners, of the fittings. And then the big one. When those who decided to open each of the sarcophagi, they found nothing. Wouldn't you expect to find at least bull bones? Nothing. So before I tell you what so many believe happened there, I'm going to give a picture to you. When the indigenous of South America saw the first Spanish galleon come to their shores, they did not see it as a ship. They saw it as a sea monster with wings, spouting fire and noise, and they were afraid. And this is not because they were stupid. It's because nothing in their consciousness had ever seen anything like this before. They had no model for their brain to put this together. Again, we say to you, on Mount Sinai, when that multidimensional ball of energy sat upon the bush and spoke to Moses, he saw fire, a burning bush. He did not see what was actually there because his consciousness had no model for it. There was nothing in his culture that would ever suggest something that would make light other than fire. Now, the reason I tell you this is because it works in reverse, dear ones. For what I'm going to tell you now, there have been so many esoteric thinkers come through this place. And the consciousness that they have is of their culture, of their time. I want you to understand that the indigenous of South America could not see the ship because they could only perceive what their consciousness was used to. Moses could only see what his consciousness was used to. Now, what happens when you go into those places of 100 tons made with precision that only a micrometer can measure? And there will be so many in your culture, in your time, who will look backwards and say the following: well, obviously, the Egyptians could never have done this. Obviously, those sarcophagi were for ETs that helped them build the pyramids. And because there's nothing there, because those ETs then somehow transported themselves out of there. And they're serious. And it's perhaps one of the largest insults you could have of a culture that was not only wise beyond belief, but so intelligent with the geometry and mathematics and practical tools to have built something like that. So let's get to the heart of it. You think it's odd, don't you? 100 tons each for tombs. You think they would never do that. Let's pretend for a moment that you're coming from another planet and you're visiting Earth. And the first thing you see is structure after structure, enormous, magnificent. They have spent so much money that are so ancient and old, and you say, this must be their gods. And so you will go into one of those enormous structures, and there are tens of thousands of them on the planet, called churches and synagogues and temples. And you will ask someone in there, are these your burial grounds? And they'd say, no, these, we worship our gods in here. And they would say, well, where are the bones? And they say, no, you don't understand at all. I said, our God is everywhere. And so they would look at that person and say, looks empty to me. Perhaps you've come from a planet where they bury their gods. And you don't understand how now you'll have tens of thousands of empty structures. Let me show you something else. When you take a bath, you get in the facility. You run the water, you get clean, you get out of it. And the facility, the tub, remains. So someone coming from another planet will say, what is this? They'll say, it's always empty. You cook a meal, and you're done, and you eat it. You leave the kitchen. You leave the house. Someone comes in, perhaps from another world, and says, what are all these empty spaces called the oven? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Something else might have happened. Give them credit. Dear ones, each one of those 100-ton tombs contained just what you thought, a bowl, because they represented, by de facto, certain gods. They buried them with honor, with precision, because this was their belief, this was their culture, this is what was important to them at the time. They spared no expense or time to do that. Now, the linear assumption of all of you is that they left the area, went away, and never came back. What if part of the protocol of helping that god to ascend to a bigger place or having themselves is opening each sarcophagus at a certain time when the stars are correct in a certain year and taking them out and cleaning it up and saying, this is their way to the afterlife, or this is our way of determining we're going to get to the afterlife? What if it was a two-step process? What if it was an eight-step process? How linear for you to believe that because the sarcophagi are empty, that something magic happened? What if it was on purpose and part of a cultural experience that you simply don't understand yet? In reverse, it's just like seeing the monster with sails making a lot of noise on the water. Don't pretend to understand the consciousness of spirituality back then. But I want you to see it And I want you to marvel in the precision and the expense they went to with weight and time in order to do what they thought was necessary for their spirituality at that time. I want you to realize there is a culture in this past, perhaps that even knew more than you do about some basics. And by the way, have I told you yet? They used base 12 math. You use base 10. And that means you are hobbled, dear ones. You haven't discovered it yet. They had it. This is the secret of some of the things you see in the measurements and how they did the certain kinds of things and geometry that seems too great unless they had machines like you do. Things are not always as they seem. These are the things that I want you to see. It's called honor and respect for the ancients and the things that have happened in this place that are beyond even the marvels that you look at today. I'll be back. And so it is.